People should expect that AI won't be solving all your problems.
Welcome to Honest E-Commerce, a podcast dedicated to cutting through the BS and finding actionable advice for online store owners. I'm your host, Chase Clymer, and I believe running a direct-to-consumer brand does not have to be complicated or a guessing game. On this podcast, we interview founders and experts who are putting in the work and creating real results. I also share my own insights from running our top Shopify consultancy, Electric Eye. We cut the fluff in favor of facts to help you grow your e-commerce business. Let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Honest E-Commerce. I'm your host, Chase Clymer. And today I'm welcoming to the show Ashu Dubey. He is the CEO and co-founder of Glean AI. They are a highly accurate and capable generative AI solution for e-commerce that boosts online sales and automates customer support. Ashu, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Chase. Really excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So you got a wonderful elevator pitch there, but just explain to me, if I use your guys' app, what are you guys helping me do on my Shopify store?
So if you are a Shopify store owner, Glean will help you increase the profitability of the store in two main ways. One, it'll act as a store concierge, virtual store concierge for your users, helping them find products, make a purchase decision. So driving conversions on the store. And second, it will automate your support queries. So people asking questions like, where is my order? Process my return? What's the return policy? Those kind of questions the AI will answer. And it will automate up to 70 to 80% of your support queries. And that will reduce your support costs. So it helps in both ways by increasing sales and reducing costs.
That's amazing. Where did you kind of come up with the idea to work on this problem, to solve this problem? What was going on?
On the customer support side, our roots are on the customer support side. And I've been very active in the AI Discord, gaming, and Web3 communities. And that's where the customer support in Discord sucks. If you have not used Discord, it will take you 20 minutes to just figure out how to go into a particular server and interact with people. And so that's really ridiculous in this day and age. And as such, we decided to fix the customer support problem in Discord in the beginning. And that's where we began. And then we started seeing people. There is a fair bit of overlap in Discord and e-commerce. And some of the e-commerce users who are like buying products are also in Discord. And so they started coming to us and saying, hey, we have a store. Could I use this bot on my store? And we started getting more and more of these requests. And that's when we thought, this is a bigger problem area that we can go and create an impact on. And that's how we came into e-commerce. And once we came into e-commerce, the field was wide open. The state of AI in e-commerce is not very advanced. And we thought we have a chance. And I'm glad we did.
So like in the last year, there's been a lot of buzz about generative AI. And there's been a lot of negative news, though, kind of like about how it hallucinates or it can be biased. How does that play into this whole component here? Is it too early for retailers to really find the benefits of generative AI, or have you guys kind of found a solution to use it on?
So the concern around hallucination is actually legitimate. And that's one of the key problems we ourselves encountered when we started going into AI and trying to fix the problem. So we oriented our whole company around an AI that doesn't hallucinate, and we fixed it. So we were the first company to claim and actually do zero hallucination AI. And as such, we have a bit of a trust on that front, that our political currency, if you will, on that front in the AI community. And so I think it is a deal breaker for customers. For serious businesses, you need an AI that doesn't hallucinate. It should give reliable answers. I shouldn't have to go and double check the answers that an AI is giving. So that's a deal breaker. In addition to that, there are a bunch of other things also. And so, yes, the concerns around negatives of AI are legitimate, but if you see the benefits that an AI can provide, if you can mitigate the risks around the hallucination and reliability, then the benefits are immense. The upside is unlimited, while the downside is, if you can mitigate the downside.
If I'm like a scrappy store owner out there, I have a DIY mentality, why can't I just use something like ChatGPT on my store?
Yeah. And so if you start using a ChatGPT, you can get a prototype going within a weekend. But the problem is you will start running into the problems of one, hallucination. So the bot will sometime answer questions that it should not answer, or that it just makes a fact out of thin air. So that's one problem. So your customers will get maybe 50-50, sometimes correct, sometimes incorrect. The second problem is, how do you maintain it going forward? And let's say you are a store owner, so you have to connect with Shopify, you may have some FAQs, and so you need to build all these integration points. And the third is you probably are using a help desk like Zendesk or Freshdesk. In that case, you also need to connect with those Zendesk so that your support agents can answer the tickets that the AI is not able to answer. So building all of this in a scalable way that's maintained is non-trivial. It can take you months to get there. So unless you have a large developer team that is dedicated to doing this, I would say do not do that.
If I make the decision that I want to implement something like this into my store for customer support, what are some of the pitfalls I should be looking at to avoid?
Absolutely. And so I think one is around the expectations. You should not expect AI to solve all your problems. In the beginning, when I would speak with customers, I usually lead with, if you had a magic wand, what would you want the AI to do? And I hear a lot of wishful requirements, which is great, because then I can map where the tech is and what the users want. But then in the very next question, I need to bring them to the ground saying, yes, that's great, but AI can do A, B, and maybe C and D is for future. E and F, not going to happen in next 2 years. And so people should expect that AI won't be solving all your problems. They look at the AI solution from a point perspective. Sometimes they ignore the maintenance aspect of a generative AI solution. So it needs to constantly relearn. And if a bot is making mistake, you need to be able to give it feedback so that it can improve next time. So do you have, when you're looking at a solution, are you looking at just the point solution in the moment, or are also looking at how are you going to use it in future from a maintenance aspect? And then the third one is the security and regulatory compliance aspect. If you're in US, it needs to be SOC 2 Type 2. Your data, your customers' data is, and their security and privacy is paramount. If you are in specific industries like healthcare, you may be looking at a HIPAA compliant solution as well. And so those are the three main things. And finally, on the business side, I would say always, always test the metrics impact. Of course, I am a seller, and so we will tell you, we can sell you the moon, but you should always test. I've also been at LinkedIn running lots of growth experiments. So what we think and what's actual results come out, they can be very different. And so make sure you test it in your environment, on your store, to see what kind of, whether it's generating the ROI that you initially expected it for.
Alrighty. So if I am a retailer out there and you're talking to me and I'm just like, look, there's no way I'm ever going to have AI just automatically interact with my customers, well, what are you going to say to me?
The first thing I would say is, I understand where you're coming from. You're not the first one. And it's totally fine to, take incremental steps towards generative AI. And it's not a all or nothing proposition. So you can take small steps, and what those small steps look like. And so one, you can use AI as a answer provider to your support agents or whoever your internal team is for internal uses. And so, for example, let's say a user is asking a question, you ask the same question to an AI, see the answer, whether you like the answer or not. Depending on that, you use it. And then you can edit that answer as well from the AI. So your users are not interacting with the AI. Your agents are, your support reps are interacting with the AI and then editing that answer. So that will be the first step. The second is you basically add it as an app inside your help desk on your email. So the live agents, they don't have to ask in a different interface. Essentially, it's part of their interface. with the click of a button, they can use the AI answer, or they can decide to use their own answers, or they can edit the AI answer. So that's literally the crawl, walk, and run approach. So this is the walk. And the run approach is, of course, you once you get enough confidence, once you have tuned the AI to your liking and for correctness, you can expose it incrementally to answer automatic questions to the customers. And even then, I would say take a percentage approach. So in A-B testing, we always go with 1% exposure, 5% exposure, 50% exposure, and then 100% exposure to the customers. You could take the same approach with the automatic response to your customers. So the key is get incremental confidence and take next steps, but do not sit and do nothing. That is the riskiest thing you will do, because your competitors are going to use Gen AI. Many of them are already using it.
Fantastic advice. All right. So what if I am listening to this episode and I'm like pretty interested in checking out, you know, Glean or a solution like it? How much lift does it require for me as a busy merchant? You know, how do I have to train this data myself? How does it learn these answers?
Yeah. And so on the lift side, it depends from solution to solution and also on your needs. And so, for example, with Glean, if you are on any of these e-commerce platforms like Shopify or BigCommerce, and you're using one of the core help desks, like, for example, Zendesk or Gorgeous, you really don't need to do much. You can do it in a self-serve way, get going in less than 5 minutes. We have a Shopify app as well. Just search for Glean Accurate Answers and it will come up. Just go and install it. It will retrain everything. You don't have to do anything. And we will let you know via periodical communications when and what you need to do, if you need to do anything. But the goal here is to make it as easy as possible. So that's for the self-serve part. But let's say you need a specific tools integration, that the tool integration that we don't have, talk to our team. We are very responsive. We just make it possible in 1 to 2 weeks, whatever new integration requests we receive from our existing customers, we prioritize it all the time.
Awesome, Ashu. Now, if I've been, you know, not really paying attention to the last 15 minutes of this podcast, what are like the top three things I should remember about Glean compared to the rest of the competition?
Yeah, that's a great question. One, Glean does not hallucinate. The answers are extremely reliable, and that's critical for you as you evaluate different solutions. And so 80% of our tech is focused on preventing hallucination. We give you your own LLMs if you need one, or we default with the best that's out there. And Glean is a unified suite of AI services. So don't just think of it as Glean as either a support solution or a product sales solution. Think of it as like a one Gen AI for all your e-commerce needs that you will ever need. It's a platform using which you can launch multiple AIs. So maybe your marketing team is looking for an AI solution. Glean can meet that. You can create different profiles within Glean to do that. If your sales team is looking for a specific one, maybe replacing a quiz on the website, Glean AI can do that. And of course, on the support, that's where our core strengths are. And finally, on the third side, Glean is extremely compliant. We take your user data and privacy very seriously. We are SOC 2 Type 2 compliant, which is the highest compliant grade you can achieve in US. And so you can trust Glean to keep your store's data, your customers' data secure and confidential. And we work with very large e-tailers already. So if you are looking for references or case studies, go to our website, check out some of the case studies.
That's a great answer. And I feel you guys had kind of a special for listeners and viewers.
100%. I'm glad you asked. Exclusive to your viewers and listeners, yes, we got $250. Worth of credits on Glean's paid plans. This means you get access to the advanced features and also a dedicated support from our team. So feel free to avail that opportunity.
We'll make sure to link to the proper program in the show notes. And again, you know, 250 free credits for any of Glean's paid plans if you go to that link in the show notes. Ashu, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show today and sharing all your insights. Before we go, is there anything I didn't ask you about that you think would resonate with our audience?
One thing is just like I talked about everything. One thing I probably didn't touch is the omnichannel aspect of Glean. So usually you don't interact just with your users on one channel. You're interacting with them on website, on email, on WhatsApp, on Instagram. And Glean is an omnichannel solution, so it can meet your users where they are. It's the same AI, but across all the channels. So that's one thing I didn't add, and it's super important.
Oh, no, that is absolutely important. Ashu, you've been a wealth of knowledge. I'm sure I'll have you back on the show talking more about generative AI in the future. We're going to have all the links in the show notes today. If people want to get a hold of you, Ashu, where they can find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. Just search for Ashu Dubey Glean, or also on Twitter. My handle is Ashu Dubey. And so my Twitter handle is Dubey ISM. And so on Twitter, you can find me with that handle.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks so much.
We can't thank our guests enough for coming on the show and sharing their knowledge and journey with us. We've got a lot to think about and potentially add into our own businesses. You can find all the links in the show notes. You can subscribe to the newsletter at honestecommerce.co to get each episode delivered right into your inbox. If you're enjoying this content, consider leaving a review on iTunes. That really helps us out. Lastly, if you're a store owner looking for an amazing partner to help you get your Shopify store to the next level, reach out to Electric Eye at electriceye.io/connect. Until next time.